Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you are a mom, would you stay standing? And then if you are a grandma, would you stay standing? And if you're a great-grandma, would you stay standing? Do I dare? Are there any great-great-grandmas in the church? Would you stay standing? Yay! Now, the church calendar says it's Ascension Sunday, but we know today is Mother's Day. And it's not on a church calendar anywhere, but somehow there's some eternal calendar where we just know in our hearts once a year we really need to celebrate motherhood. And the problem here is we're celebrating Mother's Day 2 months too late. Because historically in the church, the fourth Sunday in Lent used to be known as Mothering Sunday. The fourth Sunday in Lent. And that was a time where we would celebrate mothers, but it was even a bigger thing than that. If you were a servant or a slave in Europe 500 years ago, it was the only day of the year that you were allowed to go back home. And on Mothering Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Lent, you were allowed to go back to your mother church, which is normally the church where you were baptized, and you were allowed to go back there. And then after church, in tradition, your family then would have a feast that your mother would cook for you. And so we've kind of lost that tradition in the church. We've now adopted this tradition. I just kind of wonder how many mothers out there are going to be taken out to dinner to a restaurant today. You just raise your hands. And then how many of them, how many of your families are going to cook for you? Raise your hands. And then how many mothers out there actually have to cook for yourself? That sounds about right. I made breakfast for my wife this morning. The kids helped me serve a little bit, and then I gave her her present, a new vacuum. It's what she asked for. Praise God. That's what she asked for. She wanted those expensive vacuums that I've been fighting for years. Every culture makes a big deal about mothers, but you have to be careful about some of those traditions because sometimes they're different from our own. In the Thai language, the word mother can mean different things depending on how you say it. Like, for example, would you say with me the word ma? When you say it with a falling tone, it means mother. Now say it this way, ma. That means dog. So be careful how you say ma when you're talking to your mama, right? The other thing is, moms don't stop being our moms just because we leave the home. They're going to continue to mother us and take care of us the rest of our lives. But also true mothering has this way of taking care of you when you're young, but also equipping you so that you can go out and pay your own bills, find your own home, have your own job. It equips you to make decisions for yourself. And in many ways, I'd like to suggest that's how Mother's Day and Ascension Sunday come together. Because Jesus, in a mothering kind of way, has discipled his followers, he's equipped them, and now he has to leave them, and he has to leave them to lead the church. He has to leave them, he has to ascend so that they can take it over. It's kind of like a mother who, you might be scared about this, but has to send your kids out in the world so that they can do their own mission and have their own purpose. Jesus is doing the same thing with the disciples. This is where he gives them their marching orders. I have to ascend so that the ministry of the church can start to take over. I have to leave so that we can get this done. People think the weird thing about Ascension Sunday is that Jesus floats off into space or something. The weird part of Ascension Sunday is that Jesus looks at his church and he says, I'm going to leave you stinking sinners in charge, and you're going to get it done, despite the fact that we're all stinking sinners. Acts chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. The scripture reads this way. Jesus promises his disciples, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses here, there, and to the very ends of the earth. You will be my witnesses. And then he was taken up. I like to call this the Obi-Wan amplification. You know, the story from Star Wars, where Obi-Wan has to face off with this former Padawan, and he and Vader are there. And I really wanted to show you this scene, but when I contacted Disney, they let me know that they're not going to let me show a clip from the movie A New Hope from Star Wars, where Vader and Obi-Wan have to face off. And so I decided, you know what, Disney? I'll just hire my own actors. So here you go, everybody, a reenactment of the scene where Obi-Wan and Darth Vader face off. Yeah. She's almost as cute as that kid from the Volkswagen commercial. So that's the phrase. Vader says, "You are weak, old. Your powers have become weak, old man." And Obi-Wan warns him, "Strike me down, and I will become more powerful than you could possibly imagine." And what's weird about the scene is he cuts through Obi-Wan, but the cloak falls to the ground and there's no body. And there's all these bloggers everywhere who are kind of wondering in the Star Wars universe, why does that happen? And the best answer you kind of find out there is that Obi-Wan somehow gave up his life so that he could help Luke. And that act of sacrifice allows him to be a Force ghost that very day. He's able to come to Luke, he's able to speak to him, give him advice and everything else. Obi-Wan gave his life so that he could help Luke. And I thought about that because this is the best metaphor I could find for why Jesus wants to ascend. See, why not have Jesus stay here and do the things he's done? He's already died. He's risen from the dead. He's already defeated death. Why not stay, lead the disciples, do the miracles, be the lead preacher? We could really use you doing that, Jesus. And yet somehow in his wisdom, Jesus believes, Jesus knows that if he ascends, he has to leave for us to win. He has to send his Holy Spirit to indwell us. If Jesus leaves, Jesus is able to be with you and I always. That's the power of the gospel. And when I think about this correlation again with mothers, who has sacrificed more that we can succeed in life than our moms? That's the message of Ascension Sunday, that Jesus is finding a better way to be with us. There's a best-selling book out there right now called The Me-ternity Book. This is a lady who's kind of mad that ladies get pregnant and then they get maternity leave and they get a few weeks off. And she kind of thinks, why don't all of us kind of get a couple weeks off, 6 weeks off when we need it? You know, it's me-ternity. This is like my time. This is me to go be with a friend or something. She looks at it and says, when a woman gets pregnant and has this maternity leave, it costs businesses money. Why would we want to pay them for this time and give them this health care? But see, she's really missing something about pregnancy. So you can look at pregnancy and you can say, this means somebody's going to miss 6 weeks and it's not very cost effective. That's if you believe that being with your children, caring for your children, raising your children isn't a better thing for society. See, if you believe like I do, that when we honor moms and allow them to be moms to their children and raise their children, when we honor moms, our world is better. I think that's what the scriptures teach. And you have books out here that are just kind of looking for selfish ways to get what's theirs. In Acts chapter 1, the disciples themselves don't really understand what's happening with ascension. In fact, the scripture tells us that they were looking intently up at the sky, just looking and looking, and we don't even know how long. But apparently it was long enough that God's like, what are they doing? Why are they still looking at Jesus in the clouds? Why are they staring up for so long? Hey, angels, go talk to them. And he sent two angels, and they come down, and they look at the disciples, and they're like, guys, why are you standing here looking into the sky? I think sometimes we can get caught in the same trap. Like, we can come into church, and we can kind of church gaze. As if, like, when we come in here and we kind of think, like, this is the point. Like, this is what our faith is. This is what it is to follow Jesus, is to show up at church, to listen to the dude in the robe, and then I get to go home, and then I kind of do it over again each week, as if somehow this is the point. And I'd like to argue that a good church is a get-out-of-doors church. Good. It's a get-out-of-doors church. You don't help the pastor do church. You are the church. This building's not the church. This community is the church. A church that goes is a church that grows. And Jesus leaves to send you the Spirit so that you will leave and you will go out and you will baptize. Did you know when you were baptized, you were given your ordination? When you were baptized, priesthood of all believers, when you were baptized, you were also given your calling documents. Jesus sent you as a missionary into the world to represent him, to bring good news and love and grace to the world around us. And we need to be careful that we don't church gaze, that we're not like the disciples looking up there, thinking about up there when Jesus has said, I have you here. Be the church here. One of the things I challenged our staff with this last week, we had a devotion, and then I said to them, there's a lot of people hurting. Would you go find somebody who needs some grace and just be grace for them? Somebody you know, somebody you don't know, take them out for a meal. Buy them a cup of coffee and bring me the receipt next week in staff meeting and we'll reimburse you. But go find somebody who needs grace and be grace for them. And it's the same challenge I want to give to you, except don't bring me the receipts. I can't afford it. Just pay for it yourself. Take somebody out to lunch. Take them to get coffee. Ask them what's going on in their life. We need to learn that we don't do church just in here. We do church out there. And when we start to do that, we're going to honor the ascended Lord who gave the commissioning orders to us. He didn't keep the pulpit for himself. He gave it to us to go be good news. I pray that's what you hear this Ascension Sunday, and I pray that God would continue to work through all of us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.